Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, is with us here this morning. Bailey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. Hopefully things slowly getting back to something like normal at the Chamber of Commerce as you monitor what happens here locally. You have to be kind of excited.
We are excited. Things are slowly getting back to normal. We're excited for the businesses who have been able to open and are looking forward to all the other businesses that are still currently closed opening as well.
Absolutely. Well, we kept talking for the last several weeks about so many different ways that we might be able to help some of the local businesses that were, in some cases, shut down by what happened. Not many of us can afford to be shut down for very long without doing some serious long-term damage. And, we were looking for ways to kind of help out. And I know folks bought gift cards at some of the different businesses and things. And I don't know if Atlantic Cash sold well during that time.
We have. Yeah, we have been selling quite a bit of Atlantic Cash, which has also been exciting that people are remembering that we have it and that they can use it right now.
You bet. Yeah. Well, I know there have been a lot of programs out. There are some programs out there through the state and federal levels. In some cases, they're talking thousands and millions of dollars in opportunities out there between loans and grants. Now, while thousands and millions is wonderful, on a local level, sometimes a small amount can be very, very helpful. And you've got a program that you just introduced here that's going to open up here next week that's really kind of exciting because it's completely a local program.
Yeah, so we received a call from a community-minded individual who wanted to do something to show support for Atlantic local small businesses, and they kept hearing the phrase, "We will get through this together," and they wanted to do their part in living up to those words. So they have very graciously donated $10,000 to kickstart the Atlantic Small Business Relief Fund. And we're just so thankful for their generosity and look forward to using this fund to help as many businesses in Atlantic as we can.
It's not very often that you get someone walk through the door and say, "Here, I have this check for $10,000 I'd like to just give you to help folks out."
Right. No, we were surprised by it and very thankful for their generosity. And since announcing this fund this morning, First Whitney Bank and Trust matched that $10,000. So now we have $20,000 in the fund to help even more businesses, and we're continuing our fundraising efforts so that we don't leave anyone behind.
Wow. So if anyone else out there would like to kick in a little bit, hasn't been quite as affected and would like to kick in, that's always welcome.
Right. Yep.
Very good. So you're not going to tell me who started this, right?
I am not. They wish to remain anonymous. If they choose to share that, they're more than welcome to, but I have been sworn to secrecy.
Okay. It's up to them to make that call.
It is, yes.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the process. It's great that we had this opportunity, and if more people would like to donate, of course, that opportunity is there. But let's talk about the other side of this. It's just kind of a one-week application process, it looks like, coming up this next week, right?
Yes. So applications will be available beginning next Monday, the 11th, at 9 a.m. on AtlanticIowa.com. And they're going to close Friday, May 15th at noon. And grants will range between $500 to $2,500. To apply, really the only basic requirement is the business has to have an Atlantic zip code. And chamber membership isn't a requirement to participate, but we will give preference to current members, and we are also going to preference businesses who haven't received any state or federal grant funding yet. And then after the applications close next Friday, a committee will review those applications and begin awarding funds to businesses based on need.
Okay.
And we'll keep awarding grants until our funds run out.
Well, very good. Can you talk about the application process? What will that look like for folks?
So it's just a very basic one-page application. We just want basic business information, where you're located, how many employees you have, how your business has been affected by COVID-19. And then we do ask that you include your 2019 financial statements and financial statement for February 2020 through the date that you apply.
Okay.
So it's a very easy application. You can apply online or on the website. There's also going to be a printable version that you can either email back to the chamber or send in the mail if you prefer that way.
Okay. Are there specifically like a size of business that you're kind of targeting here, or is it just a local business?
It's geared towards the small businesses who have had to shut down due to state mandates, restaurants, retail, hair salons, nail salons, the smaller businesses who haven't been able to have that foot traffic that they're used to having.
Absolutely. Well, some of them, didn't make the decision. They were ordered shut down. So they didn't get the chance to make the decision or to prepare for it ahead of time.
Exactly. And these funds aren't intended to replace a loss of actual or anticipated revenue that they've had, but more to provide these businesses with funds to keep them viable during this pandemic.
Sure.
And try and keep them moving forward the best that we can.
You bet. Well, any little bit. And these are grants. These are not loans.
Nope. It's a full grant. We don't want anything in return. Just want to help out as many businesses as we can.
You bet. I'm trying to imagine what it must be like for some of those. Some of the restaurants some of us are essential businesses, so we didn't have to close down, but we're still affected because other businesses are affected around us. When the community takes a hit, everybody takes a hit in some way.
Exactly.
But, restaurants were able to continue offering food on a carryout or takeout business, so they could kind of partially, but there are some retail and different types of businesses here in the community that really didn't have any recourse at all. They pretty much just had to shut down. Some have been hit pretty hard.
Right, and sales are down because people couldn't come into their stores, and our retailers, they have online options, and they were doing curbside delivery. But when you're, talking about a public health crisis, people, they don't want to leave the house and go do curbside pickup. So our retailers have really been hit due to the shutdown. So we're looking forward to be able to help them in this way.
Sure. Have you heard some stories back from some of the business owners here in the community about how they're doing, how they anticipate getting back at it again?
Yeah. They've all had a loss in sales, which they were anticipating due to this shutdown. But I think they did a really great job of marketing themselves online, knowing full well that people are stuck at home, that the best way to get in front of them was to be on Facebook and to create an online buying system. And so that's helped them out a lot. And I think something that can be said about small towns is that when things like this do happen, we tend to rally around each other. And I know that there have been a lot of people who typically don't do a lot of their retail shopping in Atlanta going and doing that. And so that's also something that's exciting to see and something that I hope people continue doing once all of this is over and realizing all of these things that they can purchase here in Atlanta.
It's kind of the old forest for the trees thing. Sometimes you overlook the things that are right in your own backyard, looking ahead somewhere else. And maybe folks discovered some things that they didn't even realize were resources locally.
And I was actually talking to someone last week who had called in who typically goes to the city to do their shopping, and we can't do that right now. And she decided to run downtown to see if they had what she needed, and they did. And I was like, isn't it fantastic that you can go 2 minutes away from home and get exactly what you need? And so she wanted to call to let me know that this crisis has opened her eyes to all that Atlantic does offer.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very promising.
Well, convenience and opportunity have a value as well.
Exactly.
You betcha. Well, once again, this right now we want to talk about this grant opportunity. So give them the nuts and bolts again about how they apply.
Yep. So starting Monday at 9 a.m., you can go to AtlanticIowa.com, fill out the one-page application, and the application is going to close Friday the 15th at noon. And then that following week, the committee will review applications and begin awarding grants to businesses based on their need.
Okay. So the awards will come pretty quickly.
Yep. We're hoping so.
Very good. All right. Well, that's exciting. It's nice to see folks that are stepping up and working together to help others who might be in need.
Yes, we're thrilled about it.
Very good. Bailey, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.